The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome back to Home Field Advantage. She's Teresa Autry, 294-4210, 294-4210. Teresa, of course, has been in the real estate business now for 30 years. She's been all over the place. I have a hard time. You are a mover and a shaker in the industry in the Birmingham area, so I'm glad I got that number, 294-4210. If she doesn't answer the phone, she'll text you back. But if you're looking to buy a home, sell a home, whatever, she is the woman you want to mate with. And, of course, you've been with several different organizations. I find that people have a hard time holding on to your services because you're so good at what you do, and you should create. Well, you did. You had your own real estate company for a while before you got out of the rat race. But where are you at now? And I know you're moving.
Pennsylvania.
Okay, you still
work, which is Birmingham. So you can reach me at, you know, obviously my cell phone or just taltry@kw.com. Real
okay.
Simple.
So we're still doing the Keller Williams thing, which is great because I love that company.
And, It's so nice of you to say that because I literally had a young man. He called me for about 6 months, said, how can I just get on your list?
Yeah.
And he's an investor. And we're going to talk about some of that stuff that investors go through. Or, you know, today on our show, we're going to, you know, discuss a few good topics that the public, I guess, wants some awareness about.
Yes, we are. Last week, I heard some interesting news that now the average home being sold in the United States was built in 1986. That is the oldest average length of home or average time that a house has been out there before it's been put on the market. Since 1986, which tells us several things. First of all, we obviously know because of 2008, a lot of things we did not keep up and we have not been building homes as quickly as we need them. We realize we have a shortage right now, which tells us why a lot of those older homes are. Another reason is a lot of people are looking for older homes because older homes are normally cheaper, but also buying an older home means you're probably going to be putting more expense into it because a home that is 45 years old or whatever, obviously, you're talking about roofs, you're talking about AC units, you're talking about things like that. So I want to talk about the differences, the pros and cons between buying new and buying old. First, let's start with what are the pros of buying a brand new home on the market right now? A home that's maybe you're talking about as not even being built yet, or maybe something that is a model home or something that is being up. Because I would think that as soon as you build a division right now, it's probably going really, really fast.
That's true. And thank you. And thank the public for the questions. So remember to like and subscribe to this if you want to continue.
Yeah.
To see
info@TonyCurryRadio.net. info@TonyCurryRadio.net. If you got any email questions, please do. Go ahead.
We love those questions. Mm-hmm. But to answer your question, I have this circumstance that I just dealt with last month. And we went out to look at a home. One couple had owned it since 1989, actually. And it was going to be the first time it was on the market. So, however, they kept it up and immaculate as long as they could. But then when they got to their older age, their son passed away and they just weren't able to. And he passed away and then she downgraded her health. So I took one of my investors up there because here again, new homes. Let's think about just the top five value points. New mm-hmm. homes, you're getting something brand new. You're not picking up somebody else's. I don't know what happened. You're getting at least you should be getting city, county inspectors who have to come out for the permit process along the way to inspect it. Mm-hmm. Next, you're getting the mandatory 1 year builder warranty that comes with all new homes.
I'm glad you brought that up. What does a 1 year builder? I know that when we get cars, it's 5 years, 500,000 miles, whatever it is. What do you get for is a typical one a 1 year warranty?
Yes, sir.
What does that cover?
Well, it's 7 years on the foundation because that's what Alabama says. But on the builder's warranty, that's going to cover your regular stuff. Say if a shingle blew off during a storm, then he's going to come out and fix your shingles and make them look right. Now, if your kid paints on the wall, that's not a builder problem.
Yep.
That's a you and your child problem. So, like, he's not going to come repaint your house or something like that. Because sometimes you don't know everything when you get in the house. You know, we try to open the faucets and run the water. But, I mean, this hasn't happened to me, but I have heard stories of they turn on the pipe and a nail had got shot through it from the sheetrock. So it had burst, you know, stuff like that. Or I heard, you know, something froze the first year because they didn't have it insulated. The other thing is if you're in a really cold month of the year, it's really hard to check your air conditioner. So we always, even though they're brand new, we want to just check those seasonally.
I bought a home in Homewood, and it was the model home when I bought it. I'll never forget. It was 119.9. It was right behind the butcher block on West Valley Avenue. And 3 months after I moved into it, I got a huge giant crack in the middle of my bathroom floor, because the house was settling, and they were more than happy to redo that. And they did that for me. So that would be one of those builder permit things, right?
Yes. And also, a lot of times, especially if it's a new development, not just a new house on a lot, but you may have more infrastructure going in. We talked about this in your neighborhood where, you know, it's an older neighborhood, but they're coming back now and putting more modern fiber optics in. So if something gets messed up by the utilities, they're going to get fixed, you know. So that's some of the positives. Plus, your appliances are new. And a lot of times builders, if you buy a model home or spec home, they'll have extra upgrades like the faux finish wood blinds, or it may come with a couple of extra upgrades, you know, to showcase the builder's craftsmanship. Yeah. On the other hand, some people, and I have to represent all the public, not just one portion of it. Some people feel like there's not a lot of good woodworkers and tile workers left today to do that intricate, beautiful stuff. And like my daughter, she's getting ready to move to Nashville for her job at the end of the year. Well, she already told me, Mom, I want like a Victorian older house, like with tongue and groove wood. She said, I want something sturdy. Now, my daughter's 26 and grew up in this industry. And for her to say that, like, obviously she's paid attention because she's like, I want something that's got real hardwoods. I want it to have good piping, good electrical, good HVAC, you know, a good roof. And that's where you spend your money, you know? And this situation with this older couple, well, they had three ACs. And one was on the main level. One was in the garage basement that they had finished out later on and had heated and cooled space. And one was upstairs. Well, they never used the upstairs part. And so, therefore, they never got it fixed.
Oh.
And so, I mean, you got to think about that. And then
were they aware that it was broken? Or
they thought that they had got it fixed. They thought that their nephew had came and fixed it because he was in HVAC, but apparently he didn't.
Okay.
And nonetheless, it is what it is. But the other thing was they had masonite siding that had gotten some stuff that got behind it. So it was on that road. And you can't just replace one little sheet of that. Some of this stuff they don't make anymore.
Yeah.
And so to answer your question, the one we were looking at, like I said, was built in 1989, one owner. 30-something years, you know, the one that we showcased, in March, that we had done, that was the flipped house, same situation, the older couple had been there since the house was built, 1998.
Wow.
And so the reason people don't want something older than that, number one, if you get past 1978, you're looking at asbestos, you're looking at lead-based paint, you're looking at all that stuff. Now, you've got a few options. So say you find this beautiful antebellum home and you love it. Well, number one, if there's work to be done, you have to get it up to code. And that's plumbing, electrical, heating, HVAC, all that, because your insurance won't cover you. Yeah. And we did show covering insurances about like roofs, because a lot of people love the metal roofs. And we're not even allowed, even though metal and tile have lifetime warranties, we're not allowed to say that. We can say 50-year warranty.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, it is what it is. So if you want something that's already done, and I am the person, because I've been single a long time, I don't need something straight out of the box brand new. I'm the one that says, hey, the display's got a scratch. Can I buy it? Because guess what? I don't want to spend 4 hours IKEA putting nothing together.
Yep.
And just like with me, you'll find this funny. Home tip number one. It don't matter if you're in new construction or you buy a house that's used. Change all your light bulbs at the same time. Change all your filters at the same time. And change all of your light bulbs, filters. And this one more thing that you batteries for your smoke detectors. Keep that ladder out one day a year. Just change everything.
Change everything so you know when everything goes.
Yeah. Also, with newer homes, you're going to get a lot of the more modern stuff, but you may not get upgraded stuff. So, like for instance, we have one client just bought a house and they got a wood stove in it, very top line, and it was a normal garden home. It wasn't a $500,000 home. This was, you know, $250,000. But the lady before him was studying to be a chef. You know, so sometimes you get stuff like this. This older couple that, you know, owned the home since 98, their yard was immaculate. They had a koi pond. They had all this elaborate stuff, you know, but they weren't there to take care of it. So it got in disarray.
Yeah.
So when we come in, and that's what we talked about, our friend Matthew Gregory, the flipper, about certain things. Is it good for a single person? It, like my daughter and her boyfriend want to move up to Nashville, and he is, oh God, love him. He is not handy with his hands, friends.
Yeah. Can he put a ceiling fan in?
He's not handy with his hands, but he treats my daughter good and he loves my daughter, but he's not handy with his hands, friends.
Yeah.
So what do I want to get her? She says, Mom, I don't mind something that has got minor stuff to do. Minor stuff is not a water heater. It's not a stove. It's not.
A fixer up's a lot different than you know, changing
and the light bulb. You think about, okay, well, I've got an older home that's been lived in, but is it taken care of? Because I know some people that have these older homes, and boy, you would think they got out and watched this old house every Saturday because there was everything. And it is better made, and you can see the craftsmanship, and nothing like some good old polished wood or nice banisters, marble. You know, a lot of people that have marble installed, they don't even make that marble anymore.
Yeah.
You know, so it depends. You don't want the yellow bathrooms. And you remember the lime green bath or the mint green bathrooms, the pink ones, the blue. We don't want that.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're not Tony Montana, that stuff either.
No doubt. She is Teresa Autry. Fantastic work. Keller Williams, 294-4210, 294-4210. She will return your phone call. You can text her. She's got a show here on Tony Curry Radio called Home Field Advantage. It's a great show. And we promise to get you out new shows every single week because the market is continually changing. I thought it was funny. My dad bought his home in Westchester, Ohio in 1955. And when we sold that house in 2014, after he passed away, he still had the original AC and heater. It was a General Electric. It was gas and it was still working. He never changed out his AC or his heater element. And the people that came in to buy, they're like, holy, and that was part of the deal. And they're like, hey, listen, it's been running for 70 years. We're not paying to have it fixed. I mean, and you know what happened? Of course, the minute they moved in, it fell apart, but it was amazing that that thing ran for 65 or 70 years. It was pretty incredible. We're going to talk about the advantages of buying older homes. And obviously a lot of people like older homes just because they've got, they're lived in. They've got feeling to them. And people like that sometimes.
You can walk in a house and it's weird because I've seen clients' reactions when I tell them this. I could tell them what kind of house they had. And for instance, it was this one lady and she says, well, what do you think? And I do a lot of consulting for divorce lawyers and bankruptcy lawyers. And this was a divorce. And I said, it's a very sad house. As you could have taken that same house and put a different family in it, had a total different outcome.
Totally different outcome, yeah.
It had almost taken on and I don't want to sound crazy, but it had almost taken on the ownership's personality, just broken and sad.
I bought a home where a guy died in it from cancer, and I always kind of felt.
Oh, that. I love some dead people home. They ain't coming back. They make no kind of claims. They dead and they gone.
I felt his spirit though, and he spoke to me many times in that house. So I wasn't really sure.
Tony, I heard about you in your younger days. Was that his spirit or
a lot of things were talking to me back in those days. That's when I just had a fish tank, a television, and a couch, and I was in a 3,000 square foot home. How important are water issues, water foundations? It seems like I've now lived in 8 or 9 different houses. I'm renting the house I'm in right now. And again, it's good. There's moisture coming in through the basement walls. It doesn't seem like any house I've ever lived in, there hasn't been some type of, is that a big deal? Is that something that French drains can take care of? If there's moisture coming in, I'm not talking about inches of water, but if there's some type of moisture coming in the garage or the basement, is that a big issue to deal with?
Well, let's get at it. A couple of things on this. Number one, there's several things you need to always protect, and that's your window sills. If you ever notice that you have dew coming in, that means moisture's coming in. That means the sill's broken. Okay, it's an easy fix. The other thing is you were just talking about HVAC. You know, you need to make sure you got good exhaust filtration, all the kind of dormers, and, you know, otherwise, we're in what we call a mild. We're like 78% of the the moisture, humidity slash water. We're in that zone, which is technically a yellow orange. And
that's a zone of the United States you're talking about, or just the city?
We're in the yellow to orange, which is cautionary and insurance issues. That means we're close enough to the ocean to get hurricane weather, which we are. We have tornadoes sporadically, which we do. We also have other issues that can combat with that. And with our rivers and things like that overflow, then you get into the droughts and all that other stuff. But we want to talk about water, because I'm going to be honest with you, coming from Mobile Dolphin Island, seeing Hurricane Katrina, seeing the damage, there is nothing like water to damage your home.
Yeah.
When I say water, you probably think floods of water. I don't mean just that. One can start, a pipe can drip upstairs for 3 years and you never know it because you don't use your upstairs bathroom. You don't go take showers up there, and say it's been leaking down. So now you've got that in the ceiling, the wall, maybe the bedrooms, the carpets, the floor. And then you got to figure out what you got to clean up. Yep. You know, don't push it. Don't rush it. The other thing is, people always want to insulate. They don't realize in Alabama, we have such humidity. We got to let it breathe.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a great point.
Okay. So, let's see. The other thing is, you've got what I call interior versus exterior.
Okay.
So the interior is things that we as humans typically do. We washer overflows, dishwasher, we press the button twice, or a pipe broke under the sink and it's flooded our kitchen. That's typical, right? An appliance, a toilet, a bathtub, something like that. But what people don't think about is the other two elements. Let's go outside now. So first, the builder should have built the house. So say, I'm going to show you on this piece of.
Yeah.
Okay, you said this is flat.
Uh-huh.
Well, say if your builder built the house here, you don't want the land all flat because the water doesn't have anywhere to go.
Sure.
So you can do that, or you got to do that, or you got to tilt it a little bit. It's kind of swell. It's kind of like a big, almost an oval, but you can close it.
Gotcha.
And then you put the house there and the water flows away from the property. If you don't, and say you've got a 4-inch patio. Now you've already got 6 inches, but say 4 inches is out there. You just mentioned settlement cracks. Year or two, it settles, and then you only got an inch.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay.
Any other advantages to buying? Older homes.
On a new home, you can often turn those around faster because you got to figure out who's wanting the modern, simple, low maintenance, green, efficiency homes. And then you have to look at the other sector, which is, hey, I love this. I love this older version, even if it's 70s or 80s. Sometimes those had a lot more room, a lot more. You know, a lot of them had those big office, what we call barns upstairs. You ever seen the house? And that's where the attic and the studies and the lofts came into effect. And you got to love old symmetric stuff like Frank Lloyd Wright, you know, build right on the edge of those cliffs and rivers. And so anytime you're around mountains and the water, you're automatically going to get a damp atmosphere.
Yeah.
So when you add either rain season or hurricane season, whatever, and that adds to it.
It is really interesting, though, in everything in life, there's a depreciation value to everything, from cars to anything we buy. But houses are just the opposite. You would think after you live in a home for a while, it's used and it's been lived in, and you wouldn't think it'd be worth more than it would be from the day it was.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, from the public, we can't say this as agents. We're not supposed to say this, but I can tell you honestly, if you're looking for the millennials, they're going to be wanting convenience, modern, low maintenance, close into town, get me to work. They're trying to build their brand, their name, their money. Then you got the family people that we want to know about the schools. We want to know about the doctors. We want to know about the pediatricians. Yeah. We want to know about the grocery stores. And those are what we call your bedroom people. And then, you know, then you have the, what I would say is my case, like your kids are grown. It's just you. You want something low maintenance, convenient, but you also want maybe some natural. And the way I see it, now this is when the old homes, even if it's not antebellum or Victorian or anything, say it is 70 or 80, they're going to, some of them are going to be built under the new items. Now, I'm not saying like your HVAC should last from the 70s. If it does, that's great. But what I mean is some of those items that aren't even made anymore, you know, and like we didn't have tankless water heaters back then, but tankless water heaters are the size of two of my hands. And only about as thick as them.
It's pretty
You know, you get a lot of space savers, a lot of efficiency. And quite honestly, they don't build some of the parts anymore. But I also love those baby doll houses in the 80s and 90s that had that, you know, or the little castle effect. I mean, we love all that. But the fact is, some of us want the neighborhood. I have people literally say, I want a neighborhood because my mom and dad live there.
Yeah, so, neighborhoods are certainly very, very important. Hi, Teresa. Great stuff as always. New shows every single week right here on TKR. Make sure you can download the app like 100,000 folks already done. You can listen to the show at least 5 days a week. And wherever you get your favorite podcast, we're available on every major industry out there. So there's nowhere you can't find us. Just pull up Home Field Advantage and put with Teresa Autry or Tony Curry Radio on there. So because I'm sure there's a Home Field Advantage show another out there somewhere. We want to make sure that you're listening to the right show. 294-4210, 294-4210. Thank you so much, and I can't wait to see you next week.
Thank you.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.